أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at the profiles of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. In relation to the concept of Nabuwa, the institution that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for the guidance of humankind to be able to reach their full potential, with the tools that He has given us. The institution of Nabuwa provides us with the guidance to be able to move step by step from the evolutionary to the revelationary, from irtiqai to tanzili. And by looking at the lives of these prophets, there are a lot of lessons, a lot of ethos that we pick up, which we can utilize within our lives. They're not just stories to be enjoyed, but a lot of pondering and a lot of thinking to be done over them. In Surah Al-Qasas, in Surah Al-Yusuf, in fact, which is Surah number 12, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ إِلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ وَإِنْ كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. We narrate to you the best of stories, the best of narratives, by our revealing to you this Qur'an, though before this you were certainly one of those who did not know. Now we will look today at Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, in English known as Jonah. And when he was sent to his people to talk about Tawheed, and he kept on and they refused to listen to him, he fled his people. He just left. He was fed up and he left for the city of Tarsus in Tunisia. And he went to the seashore. There was a ship that was sailing away, and he wanted to get as far away from his people as possible because he was so fed up with them. So he boards the ship, and soon the sea becomes very stormy. Those that were on the ship get really, really worried. Prophet Yunus alayhi salam recognized the fact that he had left the people that he was entrusted with without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he told the people that, throw me into the sea so that you will have calm. And they said, look, we don't do such things. So Prophet Yunus alayhi salam said that the storm will not stop unless you throw me out. And if you don't believe me, cast lots so as to decide who should be thrown into the sea. They cast lots 3 times and eventually they threw him into the sea. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. In Surah As-Saffat, Surah number 37, this is Ayah 139, it says, وَإِنَّ يُونُسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And Yunus was most surely of the messengers. إِذْ أَبَكَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. When he ran away to a ship completely laden. فَسَاحَمَا فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُضْحَذِينَ. So he shared with them, but was of those who were cast off. Now when he was thrown into the sea, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Ayah 142, فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمُ. So the fish swallowed him while he did that, for which he blamed himself. And immediately when he was in the belly of the fish, he recites the most beautiful ayah that we have, Ayatul Karima. It's just amazing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in Surah Al-Anbiya, Ayah 87. We began our Tawheed lectures with it. And he said, وَذَنُّنَا إِذْ ذَهَبَ مَغَاذِبًا فَذَنَّا عَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا عَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And Yunus, when he went away in anger, and he thought that we would not straighten him, so he called out amongst the darkness in his affliction, there is no God but you, glory be to you. Surely I am of those who has made himself suffer loss. So we responded to him and delivered him from his grief. It's amazing. All your Rabb and my Rabb requires is to be able to acknowledge the consequences of our actions, to acknowledge our actions, acknowledge the fact that if they're wrong, they're wrong, and that we will change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees response. He says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We responded to him, delivered him from the grief. And this is how we save those who believe in us, those who attach themselves to us. Prophet Yunus alayhi salam got najat, or safety, from the belly of the fish. and then was given the mission to go to the city of Nineveh. And Quran talks about this again in Surah Al-Safat. Allah says, وَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ مِئَةَ أَلْفِ أَوْ يَزِيرُونَ, and we sent him 100,000, rather they exceeded. فَآمَنُوا, and they believed. فَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ هِينَ, and they believed, so we gave them provision till a time. They believed in his mission. After that, he went to Egypt, where he spent the rest of his life in meditation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lesson we learn from this very short episode of Prophet Yunus alayhi salam is to understand that once we are accountable for ourselves, once we understand that we are accountable for ourselves, that you and I write our own biographies, that we are responsible, and we understand we've made mistakes, and we correct them and move forward, he is with us all the way. This is one of the most beautiful ayat of the Quran. If you don't remember any other ayat, just keep on reciting this. La ilaha illa ant subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. There is no God but you. Glory be to you. Surely I am of those who has been unjust to himself, rather, one of those who have made himself or herself to suffer loss.